Good morning, good morning, good morning. Well, I'm back, so I must have been all right the last time because they asked me to come back. Well, I'm excited. And my little fella's come to the front seat to hear Nanny. I'm excited because I'm here sharing the word with you. And because it's Christmas tomorrow. I love Christmas. How many of you count down your sleeps from the beginning of December to Christmas Day? Now, come on. You know you do. Come on. Yeah, see? You count down for 5 days. But I'm excited. I love Christmas. I love just what Christmas means. I love, like, everyone coming together and the sharing of gifts. And especially when you give something to someone and you know it's something that they want and the joy that comes from that. I love that. You know, and it's the same for our Father. When he... Did someone say you like my shoes? Thank you. But, you know, when we give to our Heavenly Father, you know, there's no better gift that we could give him than the gift of a soul. You know, he died for us. Our Lord, our God, sent his only son because he loved us so much. And he gave us that precious gift. You know, and there's nothing that we can give to him that he can't do for himself except giving him the gift of a soul and worship, of course. But, you know, the Bible tells us that there is joy in heaven when a sinner repents. You know, so we want to please our Heavenly Father. We want to give to him this morning. And a few months ago, we were doing our 2 for 6 for 21. And for those of you that wasn't part of that, that was 2 people prayed for 6 people for 21 days. And then we invited them to our guest service. And that was amazing. That was really great. The guest service was really well attended and lives were saved. You know, but while I was thinking about my message and thinking about this, I thought it reminded me of, if some of you might remember back in the day, usually around Christmas time, there was an ad and there would be a puppy given as a gift at Christmas. And at the end of the ad, the puppy was abandoned. And the slogan was, a puppy's not just for Christmas, it's for life. And so as I was thinking about that, I thought, you know, as I said, our guest service was really well attended. And, you know, we did the 2, 4, 6 for 21. And I thought, you know, a soul is not for a season. It's forever. You know, and yeah. And as Christians, it's a lifestyle. It should be a lifestyle for us to share the gospel and to win souls for Christ. Can you turn with me to 2 Timothy 4? I'm going to read from verse 1. Okay, while they're getting it up there, I shall get it on here. Okay. While that's setting up, And it says, I charge you therefore. You know, some translations say, in the Message, it says, I can't impress this on you too strongly. The NLT says, I solemnly urge you. The NASB says, I solemnly charge you. You can hear the urgency in the language that Paul uses when he's encouraging Timothy. You know, because Paul knew the consequences of not sharing the word, not sharing the gospel. I'm reminded that a few months ago, actually was in July, where there was a few of us ladies from Joe's cell. We decided that we weren't going to eat until we had shared the gospel with someone in the month of July. And I remember we started it on the 1st of July, and it was a Champions Day here. And I was getting busy, helping with the Champions Day, preparing things. And I remember I was here, and I said to Rhoda was in the kitchen, Can she? Can you put some food aside for Anthony and for me? I said, and we'll have it later, because Anthony was here with us helping out in the car park. And she said, yes, of course. And I was going out to the car park just to tell Anthony that, because I knew he wasn't going to be inside when they were serving the food, that some food would be aside for him. And then Auntie Ruth came up to me and said, she reminded me that we were starting the not eating until we've shared the gospel with someone. And I thought, I've just told Rhoda to put aside some food for me, you know. And I just thought, and the food smelled so good. And I thought, okay, oh goodness me. I thought, I completely forgot with the busyness of trying to sort out the Champions Day. Anyway, I went out and I was telling Anthony and sharing with him. And I said, I'm here at the LTC. I said, everyone's coming is for the Champions Day. I said, what time am I going to be able to eat today? We were here all day, so I thought, oh, goodness. So as we was talking, I was saying, Anthony, he was like, well, you better share the gospel then. You know. So I was thinking, who can I call? You know? And then I realized there was two women sat at Caris, which is our meeting point used to be, I don't know, so many names, but Unit 11. There was two ladies sat out there. And I thought for a minute, and I thought, I'm going to go talk to them. I have to talk to them. I want to eat, you know. So I went over, and I introduced myself, and I said, hi, I'm Marilyn. I'm from the LTC over there. We have church over there. The first thing they said to me was, no speak English. I'm like, oh, dear. I said, oh, no. And I could see that food just slipping away. But then, and then I thought, okay, in for a penny, in for a pound. So I was there, and I realized the door was open. So in I went. I went in, and I was looking around, and I can see that they were doing dressmaking in there. There was lots of designs in there, and I could hear the machines going. And then a lady came out. So again, I introduced myself, and I was talking to her about the designs, and I could say, I can see you're doing some dressmaking here. And God would so have it that the month before was my birthday, and Anthony asked me what I wanted, and I said, well, I'd like a sewing machine, because back in the day, something you didn't know about me, I used to do a little bit of dressmaking. And I thought I wanted to get back into it. So he got me a sewing machine. And I thought, so we were there having conversation about dressmaking. And, you know, God will bring about opportunities. And so we got conversing. And to cut a long story short, I was able to share the gospel with her, you know. But I said all that to say, thank Lord. I said all that to say that, you know, some of us need to have that pressure applied to us, you know, in order for us to do what we know God is calling us to do, you know, because the truth be told, I would have gone out and spoken to Anthony. And if that pressure wasn't on me to eat that food, I probably wouldn't have gone and spoken to those girls. You know, I would have seen them there, but I would not have gone over and spoken to them. But God will bring about opportunities. He's bringing about opportunities for us all the time. It's up to us whether we obey and whether we do anything with those opportunities that he's bringing before us. If we go back to 2 Timothy 4, it says, I impress this on you. Can we go to the New King James, please? Okay, so I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. As I mentioned earlier, Paul knew the urgency. Paul knew that we'd be judged on this very thing. Paul's talking to Timothy about sharing the word, preaching the word, sharing the gospel. And he says, we'll be judged, both the living and the dead. You know, so God hasn't requested it of us. He told us in Matthew to go. You know, he commanded. So we will all be judged on this very thing. You know, whether we obey this command. You know, as it goes on, if you continue, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and teaching. Whenever I used to see that word there, be ready in season and out of season, I used to think to myself, Well, I've got to be ready. I mean, Joe and Paul, they could call at any time and we need to be ready. But, you know, all that means is we need to be ready, whether the times are favorable or not. You know, because more often than not, we're not going to feel like it. You know, and what God is saying is, you know, if he's urging you to speak to the person next to you, you can't wait till you feel like it. If he's saying to you on the bus or on a crowded train, you know, to speak to the person next to you, more often than not, we're not going to be ready. We're not going to feel like it. I tell you, most of the times when the days of the week that I don't feel like I'm the most tiredest is the day that I have to do cell. You know, it's like, oh, I'm so tired, I could just go home. But you're not going to feel like it. More often than not, we're going to feel that we're not ready. But God is saying, be ready in season and out of season. So whether it's favorable or not, we have to be ready to share the word. And God will bring those opportunities, just like he did, like with the girls that sat over at Caris. You know, if you please turn to Romans 10 just briefly. Romans 10, verse 14. And it says, how shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? That's us. We are, whether we see ourselves as it or not, we are the ones that are called. You know, someone shared with us, you know, and how can they call on him if they don't know him? And that's our responsibility. God has given that responsibility to us. If we could, sorry, I'm jumping back and forwards here. If we could go back to 2 Timothy, please, verse 4. And if you go to verse, chapter 4, if you go to verse 5, please. And it says, but you, be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. You know, you may feel that you're not called as an evangelist. You may feel that you're called as a teacher, as a prophet, a pastor even. But for me, that saying, it doesn't matter. And you could decide that I'm going to be the best pastor, I'm going to be the best teacher there is. But for me, that verse is saying, fulfill your ministry. Your ministry isn't fulfilled until you're doing the work of an evangelist. You may be, you know, top of your game. But until you're doing that work of an evangelist, God is saying that your ministry isn't fulfilled. You know, and I don't know for you guys, but I want to fulfill my ministry, you know. And, you know, it's not a case of, you know, as I say, God will bring about the opportunity. So we really just have to tune out Dante. And he was so amazing last week. I mean, give a hand to the youth last week. He was so amazing. They all were. But, you know, and he rightly said, but he spoke about path. For those of you that weren't here. And his A was alignment. And you know, and it's so right that we have to align ourselves. When we align ourselves, whenever the opportunity arises, we will be ready. We will be ready. We will be ready to share. Because God will bring about that opportunity. And he will bring about that common thing, that thing that you can use to share with those around you. You know, I was speaking to Joe and just telling her the PJ, Joe, what I would be sharing this morning. And she was excited. She was really excited because she said in 2018, we will be continuing what we started in 2017. There are going to be more guest services. As a matter of fact, we're going to have a guest service early on in the year. And there's going to be, we'll be doing each one, reach one again. You know, because we want to be a church that is doing the will of God. We want to be a church where when it comes to, and as Paul said, we will all be judged. And when it comes to that time, we want to be those that he says, well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your Lord. That's what we want. You know, and we really just have to not take our eyes off. You know, we think we, as we go into the new year, We'll be setting our goals and setting our, what's that thing they do at the beginning of the year? Resolutions. They'll be doing the New Year's, we'll be doing our New Year's resolutions. But, you know, and we'll be seeking for God's plan for us for 2018. But, you know, and a lot of the times we'll go before God and we're praying and we're asking God to show us, direct us. And sometimes we're thinking, but we're not hearing anything. But the reason we're not hearing is because he's already said it. Yeah. He's already said it. You know, that's part of his plan for us. For 2018 and going forward, we want to be those that are preaching the word, sharing the gospel, and winning souls for our God. Amen. On that note, I'm going to ask you to stand to your feet. And I don't know what it is for you, whether it's you've been winning souls and you know, you've lost that desire, that hunger for souls. You know, but if that's the case, I want you just to, with your hands raised and your eyes closed, just speak to the Lord right now. Speak to the Lord and just ask him for that desire back, that hunger, that compassion for souls. If it's a case where you want to share with those around you, but when you're in that environment, you feel a little intimidated, you know, then God wants you to know that he hasn't given you a spirit of fear, but he's given you his power. He's given you love for those around you. And he wants you to reach out to those around you. You know, if it's a case where you have been winning souls for God and you're winning souls every week, then God wants you to ask him to enlarge your capacity. Ask him to enlarge you for more souls. Ask him to direct you as to those around you that need to hear his word this morning. Father, we thank you. I just whatever it is, tell your heavenly Father, because he's listening. Because going forward in 2018, he's rooting us on. The angels are rooting us on. And there's nothing more that he wants than for his children to look down on them and delight in them. So, Father, we thank you. Lord, we thank you, oh God. Father, Lord, for the opportunities that you bring about, mighty God. Father, Lord, we thank you, oh God, Lord, that you know what we need. And you said you supply all our needs according to your riches in Christ Jesus, oh God. Lord, so supply, oh God. Supply what we need, oh God, so we're able to fulfill, oh God, Lord, your every desire, oh God. We pray that your desires, oh God, become our desires, mighty God. Father, Lord, we thank you, oh God. And if you repeat after me, Heavenly Father, I thank you that you've called me. Father, I thank you that you sent me. And I'll go. I will go in your authority. I will go in your power. And I will go in your love. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.